Welcome to Time with Alpha, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 16, Saturday, 2020, day 47. Today's topic: authority of the kingdom of heaven over the power of hell. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that make you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 26 verses 1 to 12, Leviticus chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 3 verse 17, Mark chapter 1 verses 29 to chapter 2 verse 12, Proverbs 9 verses 13 to 18. Today's main passages. The first one, Mark chapter 1 verses 35 to 39. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. The second passage is Proverbs 9, verses 13 to 18. Folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way, "Let all who are simple come to my house." To those who have no sense, she says, "Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious." But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is authority of the kingdom of heaven over the power of hell. Today's Mark chapter 1 verses 35 to 39 tells us the authority of the kingdom of heaven is beyond our imagination. How Jesus exercised this authority in the beginning of his ministry to preach, heal, and driving out demons. But today's Proverbs 9 verses 13 to 18 also tells us how horrible is the power of hell to tempt us to fall into all kinds of sexual traps, prostitution, leading people to be fools, just as Proverbs 9 verses 17 to 19 says, "Stolen water is sweet, food eaten in secret is delicious, but little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead." The most important revelation today is how can we not to be tempted and suffered from the power of hell, but to receive the authority of the kingdom of heaven to heal, free, and save. Mark. The secret is what Jesus demonstrated to us in today's Mark's passage. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. What do you usually do early in the morning? The past 4 years and 2 months, Richmond Emmanuel has been having 6 a.m. morning Eucharist non-stop till now, which brings wonderful blessings and big renewal to us. And what I have vividly seen in those churches I have been to in Korea and Hong Kong, which have non-stop morning prayer daily, they all have immense growth. I believe we have found it. I mean, the secret of course, many people, maybe including you, think that why we can't pray alone ourselves at home? Why need to go to our church to pray? And most churches, yeah, they don't have that. The door is not open, right? Well, Jesus did that. Jesus did his daily devotion alone. Well, we are not Jesus, huh? We are lazy. I am lazy. Many people have time with Abba at home for some time and then they stop because of busyness, too tired, lots of reasons. What is better than we gather together to copy the Word of God, to listen to the Word of God, to praise Him, worship Him, listen to sermons, Holy Communion, pray in groups? Wow, what can be better? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to follow your secret to receive the authority of the kingdom of heaven, to pray early in the morning in the place you call us, and prepare us to be so that we too can receive the authority of the kingdom of heaven to overcome the power of hell. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how difficult it is for you to wake up like Jesus early in the morning to pray. How important would that be? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? May the Lord bless you.